Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb, looking ahead to the cattle inventory report right after this.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Up to this last year, we've always gotten two cattle inventory reports. The overall cattle count came primarily in January of each year toward the end of the month, and then a second cattle inventory count came in July, further giving us a direction at the middle of the year as to exactly how the cattle herd nationally is expanding or contracting. In recent years, it's been contracting, and we missed that July 2013 report because of sequestration, and it looks like there won't be one in 2014 either. But because of no report last July, a lot of interest now in this January 2014 cattle inventory report coming up. Dr. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center says it's a report that almost certainly is going to show fewer cattle in this country as of January 1 this year compared to January 1, 2013.
Well, I think we do expect some herd contraction here as of January 1, 2014. Again, 2013 was kind of a tale of two markets. So if we look at the year overall, it's rather clear that beef cow slaughter was very large on an annual average basis, even though it pulled back in the fourth quarter. Heifer slaughter was very large. It appears that heifers initially planned to go into the replacement herds in early 2013, actually shifted over to the slaughter mix as the year progressed. So as we look at the cattle inventory report overall, we're expecting year-to-year declines as of January 1, 2014. Probably an overall inventory decline of about 2% from a year ago, and importantly, a beef cow herd down 1.5% to 2% from last year. Probably a little bit bigger decline maybe than some people would think, but I think that's in the ballpark. Now, we do expect that the number of heifer calves, heifers born in 2013, will inflate the number of heifers held for beef cow replacements, and that category could be up maybe 3%, maybe 4% above a year ago. So I think we will see the industry trying to take, again, that step forward towards stabilizing the herd and starting the rebuilding process. But it's going to be what really happens here in 2014 that would cause that to come to play. So overall, a calf crop about 2% smaller than in 13 than 2012. And again, those numbers seem to be how the industry will expect that USDA report to sort of sort out.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center indicating he thinks a couple stories come out of this cattle inventory report. One, the story of tighter than ever cattle numbers as of January 1 of this year, but also the story that at the latter part of 2013, we probably were starting the process of rebuilding the U.S. mama cow herd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Messner Herefords invites you to the 2014 edition of Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale on Saturday, February 1st at the Messner Ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. Van and Milt Messner will be selling 140 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, as well as 60 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. The sale will be seen live on DV Auction at dvauction.com. Sale time February 1st is 12:30 p.m. For information, call Van Messner at 580-552-1555. Messner Ranch production sale, Saturday, February 1st.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.